News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
If you find yourself unnecessarily apologising for things or agreeing to do things for people to avoid conflict, you are in the category of being a people pleaser, which apparently is now the cause of chronic health issues. Ruth Cudsey is a coaching psychologist and the author of How to Feel Better. Ruth, give us a sense of the kind of behaviours that define people pleasing.
Okay, so people pleasing is when you don't stand up for your own needs because you just want to, well, you want to keep everyone happy. So, for example, you've gone out for dinner with your friends and the bill comes, you have had no alcohol, they're steaming drunk, and they agree to split let's split the bill, and you say yes, even though inside you're seething. Or your boss asks you to do some more work, you're completely overloaded, and you just say yes. So it's like chronically saying yes to things when actually you mean no.
Is that not just being a nice person?
I think there's an element of being a nice person, but really this is when it goes beyond that. When you're putting everybody else's needs above your own. And the thing is that outwardly you say yes, but inwardly your nervous system and emotionally you're actually saying no. So you're completely masking your behaviour to keep the peace and to stop any conflict or animosity.
So if someone's listening to this and saying, that's me, what's the advice that you give them?
Well, first of all, great to notice that that's you, because awareness is the first step. So recognizing it's you and then thinking about, okay, well, how do I want to be? So starting to think about how you can be different. We talk about it as identity in coaching psychology. And then start really small. So just think about, okay, what is the first small action I can have that is going to start me being able to say no and putting in these boundaries? And you're going to have to be thinking about, you know, how you can look at yourself in a different way, but definitely starting with those small boundaries. So maybe saying no to one thing that you would usually say yes to.
Although, is that not difficult if you have built a social setting wherein everybody is used to you being acquiescent and you suddenly change? Will they not all abandon you because you're not the person they liked in the first place?
So this is why we start small. So we don't, you know, we're not saying go in for huge conflict. We're saying just start to talk about your needs. So it could be something really, really simple. So it might be that when everyone's talking about where they want to go for dinner or what they want to eat, that you actually say, I'd really like to have this, when normally you just keep quiet and keep the peace. Or when you're talking about going away with your family, that you actually say, well, this is where I'd like to go. Or when your boss says, you know, can you do this by tomorrow? You say, actually, I don't have time to do it until Monday. Is that okay? So you're actually just starting to move those boundaries a little way rather than going in from, you know, all or nothing.
Well, with the long weekend coming up, that can be something that people can chip away at if they're in that category. Ruth, thank you very much. Ruth Cudsey, coaching psychologist and author of How to Feel Better.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.